and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Please come for me too.
This is Justin.
And I'm Bruce.
And this is
The Break-Ins,
episode 26.
26 already.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would actually be like 29 if we didn't have like the 0.5 episode.
Right.
And if we counted the one that we redid.
We should actually make it like episode 5 for all the crappy episodes and just take those out.
Was there only 4 good ones?
I was being nice.
Wow. That's a broad definition of good.
But yeah. Hopefully this one will be really nice because we do have a special guest.
We have a third man on the
line. Yeah. And it's not Mike Adams. He's going to make it.
Well, actually, it's the man who's pretended to be Mike Adams.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the new Mike Adams. The new Mike Adams.
The third Pep Boy, if you will.
Pet Shop Boy? What?
Pet Shop? West Town Girls? That's their only song.
Uptown Girl?
Is it Uptown Girl?
Is that Mike Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey. This is Chris Pritchard.
Yes.
Wait, how do we do this introduction thing? Chris?
We just say, hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your yourself and how you got wrangled up with these fine gentlemen.
That's not how my notes go.
We met Chris. Hello. We met Chris.
These are horrible notes now that I look at them.
Well, I'm just trying to go off of the notes and use them as kind of like a guideline, kind of like pirates.
Okay, things we know about Chris.
Right.
He's attractive.
Very. He's like the most sexy man.
Do we need to segue, like tell that story to start it off?
If you want to, you
tell the story, Chris, how we met.
I don't know if I want that burned into the eternity that is the internet.
We may have already mentioned it in our Cincinnati Expo podcast from last year.
I'm sitting up, you guys are talking, and I'm oblivious to your conversation. I set a piece on my table, and I distinctively hear Bruce say, "That's attractive." and I immediately turn and say, "Thank you." Which still to this day gives me the most embarrassing feeling ever. Oh my God. And then, I realized that's how it all began.
I was actually remarking on Justin. I think he was wearing an incredibly tight t-shirt that day.
it wasn't directed towards me, but somehow my brain like reached out and said, "Hey, that's about you. Catch it while you can."
It's a compliment. It must be about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember all day when we were waving at the guy on the other side of Chris, and Chris kept on waving at us?
Yeah.
Like, is that it's him that we were waving to? Like, hey, not you, Chris. Next guy.
Every time I was talking to my wife, I said, "I love you." He told me he loved me back.
It's Michael Uslan, that important guy. Thanks. Not you, Chris. Uslan.
Yeah, so look at that, man.
At any point, Chris, did you consider walking over and start taking the ticket money? It was clearly all for you.
Look, it was a positive. I did think of doing that, but I caught myself. It's one of the few times, right?
I told you, Chris, that because of that experience of ego, it was one of the only few times I've ever wanted to talk to one of my neighbors.
Yeah.
I this guy's funny. I want to talk to him.
Well, we tried talking to the guy on the other side of us, but there turned out to be
hip-hop, hooray, ho!
The music, the music drowned it out, yeah.
Jump.
I don't know if it was that song.
That's all I saw.
The House of Pain?
Yeah.
That's not helping. I don't
know.
You'd think it'd be burned into our brains. Like a Small World ride or something.
I think if we heard it again, we'd all pee.
Jump was Crisscross.
Jump.
Well, yeah.
The thing you were doing before, I think, was House of Pain.
Yes, yeah, so it was. I mixed the two. I don't know. I don't know much hip hop.
That's an odd.
Can't tell. It's our second year that we had. I'm back to the notes.
And
second year.
We requested to be seated next
year. Yes.
Yeah, we need to do that for Gem City Con, too. I didn't see that on the form. I just registered for that. We should let them know we would like to be neighbors.
I just printed out the form. That's a lot like registering.
It's an IOU. Just as good as money.
And we know Jesse, so Justin will just send him an email or a text, or he'll just show up at his house one night.
He was going to sit us next to Mark Wade, but I think we'll sit next to Chris instead.
Yeah.
It's good to have people that you can...
That'd be better for our business.
Chris, you'd be willing to share with Mark Wade, wouldn't you?
I do not know who this Mark Wade is. I don't share very well.
Which one
of the... let people have their own compliments. Sorry.
Which one of those two statements were a joke? Do you honestly not know who
Mark Wade is? No, I know. I know. I was just going with it.
Okay.
You're driving me crazy.
You scared me.
Killing me. There is a Red Robin nearby.
Yeah, it's very close. It's not really out of the way either.
Unlike the one you ate at us.
Right.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, it's right by the outer belt, so.
And they don't stop serving you and give you your check.
Yeah. You. You guys are done, right?
You guys like something to drink while you wait for your dinner? Here's the check. Have a nice day.
You got a check before the appetizers.
Just get out, you bastards. So what else do you want to talk about?
Is that it? We're done?
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. I appreciate all the questions online.
Well,
any questions, did we?
No. No one. No one's interested in you.
I know.
I take it as a better sign than the questions we got about the Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Yeah.
Because those people were just greedy jerks.
I had something. Okay, so did you listen to our Cincinnati Comic Expo blog? I mean, podcast?
Blogcast?
The afterwards?
My private blog. Did you listen to that one? The post?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was split into two parts, right?
Right. Did you have any thoughts on the things that we talked about? Or do you want to take the fifth?
I think I agreed with everything you guys said. Uh-huh. You're spot on. Any particular thing?
I just I've gone back and listened to that. I try to listen to all our podcasts.
Yeah.
After I post them.
You're the 130 listeners.
No, I think it was 103.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
103 people listened.
I had hopes. I was dyslexic. I thought it was 310 for a second.
No. But I went back. I think maybe we were a little mean, and I could see why Andrew and Matt would hate us.
I don't think Matt hates us.
I think everyone hates us. That's just my base assumption. I walk into a room with a bunch of strangers, and I'm thinking, these people want to kill me and steal my
wallet. I think Matt took what we did rather well.
Okay.
I think we had a very good attitude that came back at it, saying, I appreciate you guys, what you guys say.
Yeah.
That's what we want is feedback. And we say positive stuff, too. It's not like we're...
I really enjoyed myself. I don't know if that came across in the podcast.
I think you guys are being a little harsh, and he didn't want to back up what we thought we were being harsh on.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to say that, if you're
I look forward to next year as long as it's not 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering about Gem City. That's 2 days. Well, I don't know what to expect overall with that show.
But do you want to sleep in my basement? Is that what you're asking for, Chris? Did you just invite yourself to my house?
No.
Carry our boxes.
Basement. When people invite me to their basement, I have to wonder. I've read too many serial killer books.
I don't have a couch. It's a love seat. I have a love sleep. A love sleep. I can't hear myself talk because of these headphones. There we go. I have a love seat and a Bowflex.
Sweet. I'll take the Bowflex.
I'll take the love seat. I feel completely buff and refreshed.
Look at that. I'm huge.
Whoa. What kind of dreams are you having?
It's pecs.
Sorry.
Pectoral. Good God.
Ooh. Okay, back to the notes.
Yeah, I had notes, right. Oh, boy.
Do I have on our horrible notes?
Well, we did the first section we've already bumped through.
Do we mention Gem City and the rest of the notes?
No. Well, that's at
the end. Yes. They're a goodbye. Okay. Yeah. So, first segment. Horribly done. Good job, everybody.
I think we have time. We can go to the next one.
Okay. You just want to jump into start his Mid-Ohio Comic-Con coverage?
Now.
Or do you just want to jump right to goodbye?
No. How about goodbye, Mid-Ohio? Possibly goodbye. Okay. I used to go to Mid-Ohio. I never actually set up booth there because I always thought it was terribly expensive.
Yeah.
But I used to visit all the time. And then over the course of years, I stopped. And last couple years, I went. And this year, I really wanted to go. And someone said, hey, why aren't you at the Mid-OhioCon today? I had no idea it was that day. That was the problem.
I thought you had daughter issues.
No, not that day. Okay. It was... Maybe I did. I thought she it's was kind sick. Of all a blur now for me. Yeah. But
that doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
I think they pushed it up from last year, so...
But you were at the Mid-Ohio, Chris.
Yes, I was.
And I,
special
you know,
guest,
I did actually,
Chris Pritchard.
Actually did take time and read your blog on it, too.
Sweet.
Which he's going to right now to read.
I read your blog 2 minutes from now.
I'm currently reading your blog.
No, I'm going back to it.
Bruce will
sake.
Fix this in editing.
But, besides that, and which you can read at PritchSlapped.com.
Yes, which did you know that PritchSlapped is urban slang?
I actually, somebody came across my site and emailed me, and that's how I heard about the whole PritchSlapped with the owner of the Trailblazers thing. Before that, I had no clue, but I figured if you get some free traffic, sure, why not?
Yeah, I did a Google of your website. For some reason, I don't know. I typed in PritchSlapped, and instead of typing .com after it, I just hit enter.
I've never actually tested to see what other kind of things show up.
You've never Googled yourself?
No, maybe I'm too afraid to.
It's because you can only be on the internet for 2.5 minutes at a time.
I knew I should have called my website dirtyhorse.com. I'll get more hits.
You can get justin.xxx.
Oh, Justin. Anyhow.
Justinher.xxx.
I Google myself all the time. I'm egotistical. I'll admit it.
I Google myself just to see what the other Bruce users are doing.
Actually, I think I did like 5 or 6 years ago, and there was chrispritchard.com, some other graphic designer in another state. But, yeah. So now I'm doing that.
You're using up all your bandwidth.
Yeah, I better not. Okay.
Justin's doing it as well. I like to look.
Hey, you're the fourth person down.
Sweet.
I mean, you might be the other person. I don't know if you're on Wikipedia. You were born 1968.
No.
Okay, that's not you then.
Oh no, I did read that. Yeah, there's another Chris Pritchard who is a murderer. That's nice.
Wow. Hey, there's a Justin.
Speaking of Wikipedia.
There's a Bruce O'Hughes who's a mathematician.
Nah, see, that's a positive.
No.
No? Not a positive.
Because when I first got on Facebook, some guy from MIT messaged me about a conference and some sort of equation. And I tried to play along. At first, I'm like, yeah, sounds very good. I'm excited. Look forward to meeting you. And he said, this isn't Bruce, is it? I said, this is a Bruce. Are you just going to scroll?
I got lost by all these attractive Chris Pritchards.
Did you write back the Hitler Youth Program in Michigan?
Uh-huh.
Chris, that's what it says.
What?
Congratulations.
Man, I need to do this more often.
He single-handedly brought back the Hitler Youth Program.
Well, I am busy.
You live a full life.
Well, when you're not busy doing the Hitler Youth, and you're at Mid-Ohio.
Oh, God, yeah, we started talking about Mid-Ohio.
And I bring it back, right. See? Tell me about your experience there.
Let's start with your backdrop.
Yeah.
I got a, what do you call it, retractable banner this year.
Don't
worry. Which is good because, man, there were people, I think it was a competition of, who has the tallest backdrop in the artist alley. There were plenty of people with, you know, large, PVC frame backdrops.
Give us some measurements. You can't just say large, because if I remember correctly, you're pretty short, so everything's large to you.
What are we talking about?
You guys are large.
See?
Oh, man. We quickly devolve, don't we?
You just jokes.
No one said penis up to that point. I wasn't thinking it at all.
Oh.
Testicles is what I was.
Neither was I.
I think closer and lower.
So, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good. It sounded like you left.
Nope. Haven't been kicked off yet.
Okay, so everyone, I want to see pictures. Did you take pictures of all these?
One of the bad things about this year is they cramped us in there pretty big time. I think I might have taken two really bad photos with my phone, but I didn't get much. They posted a lot of pictures though.
I think that people were having to crawl under their tables.
Oh yeah. You had to crawl under, go over, or like make your way down the line behind everybody, which there wasn't much room. But
I think at some point I would have turned my table sideways. just block the aisle.
That would have kept people from passing on. That would have been a good technique.
Exactly.
You must look at my book.
A comic book toll.
Pay the toll.
Pay the comic book toll, troll.
But, I mean, the crowd was nice. Pretty constant flow of traffic. And overall, that was my first Wizard World show. So, I don't know. What's that?
Now you're in the system.
Yes, now I'm in the system. They have me.
You're going to get invited to every show, and they're just going to keep increasing the prices.
Well, fortunately, I got a deal through another artist who put in a good word, and I actually got a comp table.
Nice.
Otherwise, it would have been my last in Ohio.
Yeah, because what were the tables, like $450 or something? Or
I don't know. They
two
were,
something? Do you know, Justin?
No, I don't.
Are you drawing?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Are you bored already?
I find you and Chris to be very inspirational. I'm sorry, is that a problem? Should I stop hurtful. Drawing altogether?
Hurtful.
No, he's actually right. The tables, I think, were...
Well, Chris, would you describe Wizard as evil or just kind of dicks?
I actually didn't talk to any... I emailed one person to confirm I was going there, and and that's about it. So I don't really have any experience with treatment of them, treatment by them. But I don't know.
But you seem to enjoy yourself, right?
Do I have to choose evil or just kind of dicks?
Yeah, and now you can pass on that question, but then you have to pick, who would you rather have sex with, your father or your grandfather?
Wow. Oh,
my goodness. That's kind of...
So which question do you want to answer now?
I'll go with kind of dicks for 400.
Good choice, Chris. Good choice. I think we're going to pause real quick, and we'll be right back with how to sell your comic.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com, check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
Hey, we're back with part two of our interview with Chris Pritchard, the very attractive man. And the answer to the query from last segment, thank you, was $200 for the Mid-Ohio Comic-Con Artist Daily Table. Hmm. That's for 2012 now. Maybe it was more expensive this year, yeah.
Okay, Chris, you seem shocked by that. Are you telling me that you would not have made your money back if you would have had to pay?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No way. Not without doing some back alley work afterwards.
Scuffing up those knees.
Yeah.
Flexing that jaw.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really do sketches, so I need to really work on my pitch. But I get so many people, I couldn't tell you the number of people that pass by and were like, oh, that's really nice stuff. And then they keep going and you're like, well, I wish I could be like, that's $5.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never bought anything from you, so I can't speak on what you charge for your pieces. But I will say the quality of them makes me think that they are expensive.
Yeah. I charge 10 per 8.5 by 11 print and 3 for 25. Usually that does pretty well for me.
Yeah, that's very reasonably priced. But I think just looking at it, I would think that they look like they're worth a lot more. And I'm not just kissing your ass. I'm saying that quality of work. Because I know what me and Justin charge, and we are...
Well, I'm a Hollywood whore.
You are a Hollywood whore. That's what I've heard.
According to, what's his nuts?
Mr. McPosters or whatever the
fuck. Yeah, Mr. McPoster. That's not his name.
McPoster. So, you said that you do not do sketches.
Chris. Oh, the opinions of Bruce and I do not reflect those of Chris Pritchard.
But they do reflect the opinions of the break-ins. Because the break-ins are me and Justin. If Justin hates you and Bruce hates you, the break-ins hate you. We'll see you in hell.
I didn't want to get you in trouble there, Chris.
It's all right. It's all right. So I mean, I do gaming conventions as well, which are pretty different. I sell a decent amount of prints there at those shows, but comic conventions are a bit of a different beast. And I only sell a few prints here and there at comic conventions, but. I agree with what you guys were saying. You guys don't need to give that.
How do you think it would work the other way around if me and Justin went to a gaming convention?
I don't know. You know, I don't know because I had Subterfuge at Origins, which is in the summer.
Subterfuge is the name of your comic, correct?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
We need to explain these things to people outside of...
I am such a huge... That this is going to be listened to by other people and it's not just a conversation we're having.
103 people. 103 people! If we're lucky.
But my comic Subterfuge I had at Origins, and I almost sold out of them.
Nice.
And I had 8 or 10 or something like that. And then, my next convention was Cincinnati, and I didn't sell one.
Wow, at an actual comic book convention.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, but the gaming convention tables are a little more expensive, like $250 to $350, depends on the show.
Wow.
But
there's mainly fine artists there, so probably having a comic book stands out. It differentiates you.
Yeah, it does. Though you'd have to, if you with your trades, not necessarily, but stapled books, you'd have to sell a lot more to make up that difference.
Correct.
So.
Understandable. So, how is it you exactly go about trying to sell your comics? Because you'd expressed to me and Justin some frustration on Facebook.
Oh. Well, I just normally
now that your private message might be known.
Privacy.
Send us this message, Chris. We'll now talk about it.
I'm now posting it to the break-ins wall, along with all of your personal contact information.
The Nazi youth registration form.
It was the Hitler youth, not the Nazi youth.
Oh, sorry.
There's a slight difference because I think the Pope was in the Nazi youth. But he's saying that wasn't the bad youth. The Hitler youth was the bad youth. I'm serious. Look that up. Pope Benedict was part of the Nazi youth.
I remember hearing that.
He was saying he was forced into it. Whatever. He had a choice. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Man.
Anyway,
a special place in
that's my private messages.
Your journal entries.
I can tell Chris sitting at the typewriter, Doogie Howser style.
Your journal. Today was especially trying.
Was that the Doogie Howser music? Did I just pop that out?
These pants are too tight.
Good.
So, Chris. You had a hard time selling your comics.
Yes, I did. Well, I have a hands-off approach. I usually...
Throw them in the middle of the convention floor and see what happens.
I'll smack people in the head with them. See if it sticks.
Rick's the Tina Turner outfit from Thunderdome.
I usually just say, hey, how you doing? If they seem like they're stopping, I might tell them the prices of things. If I'm... mindful, I try to just start a conversation.
Can you hear my son yelling, Chris?
Just barely.
Okay, I apologize.
It's okay.
He's
as long as you're not beating him and I'm an accessory.
It's my wife beating him, not me.
Okay.
Go on, Chris.
But I'm just not that outgoing, I guess. When my wife comes with me to conventions, she's really good at talking to people and getting them to get into a conversation, asking them questions, and invariably, that keeps people around her table. They start looking at stuff, And yeah. most of the time they end up buying something, but I just do not have that knack.
Yeah, but you can't guarantee that. I mean, you were there at Cincinnati when that guy hung around and talked to me for 45 minutes and didn't buy jack.
Yeah. Oh, he bought like a bookmark from me.
So you made money off of my 45-minute conversation.
I'll send you the dime commission.
What does your wife say that gets them to be interested?
She just tries to, like, if they have a shirt with something printed on it, she'll say something about it. She doesn't know what it is. Oh, what is that?
Well, I thought you were going to say that, like, she's a cosplayer. She always comes as Zan from Farscape.
That would work, too. But
and I checked your blue spots. And she says, if you buy a comic.
Yeah, exactly. You have to buy at least $30 worth of goods.
I've seen Justin pull the t-shirt maneuver where he's like, oh, hey, you like Miss Pac-Man, huh? You know who else likes Miss Pac-Man? People who read my comic. You start out with, forming some sort of commonality?
Yeah, it's an old retail trick that I have from my retail days. We lost Chris.
We did the...
What
happened there, buddy?
Oh. I don't know.
Wait till you hear what we talked about, Chris, while you were gone.
You should have heard the punchline to that joke.
Oh, damn.
We might have to edit it out because it was so good.
It was satisfying.
Well, I'll just have to listen. Sit on the...
104 people next podcast. Chris is... Yes.
No, but I was saying that I use like a... Hey, that's Captain America shirt. Well, you know who hates Captain America? Bruce O. Hughes. But if you do like Captain America kicking Hydra's ass, buy his stuff. And so it's an old trick, a retail trick. And
it works sometimes.
Works, yeah.
There's no foolproof method.
Yeah, I mean, Sunday, the second day in Mid-Ohio, I actually did put the book, put Subterfuge in people's hands, and nobody bought it.
Oh, really? See,
What's that?
I don't know. We're horrible at this, Chris. We're both talking at the same time. Both shut up at the same time.
I'm not saying anything.
I know. So one of the things I've tried to do is I hand my book to people. I'm like, go ahead and flip through it. And as they're flipping through it, I'll describe it in the most ridiculous way possible. I like to make people laugh, get them entertained.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem for me with Subterfuge is it's not a story that has a hook, you know? You know, Clobber Vance, you got a couple hooks there. You have a couple really cool sounding ideas that are in there.
Yeah.
Like the story I'm working on now, it definitely has some hooks, and Subterfuge is kind of a just character driven thing that doesn't have any things that necessarily make it stand apart.
What would be your Hollywood pitch for Subterfuge? If you had to pick, let's say, three movies or TV shows to say it's like this meets this meets this.
The only thing I usually say is it's kind of a Philip K. Dick story, but half the people don't even know who that is. Because when I was starting to make it, I was reading a lot of Philip K. Dick's work. But he's the guy who wrote Total Recall.
I understand.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us.
Yeah, we are nerds as well.
Well, I was saying that for the audience.
Screw the audience.
Sorry,
screw the audience. My wife.
Use the internet.
What I would suggest then is you latch on to whatever the latest Philip K. Dick story is. Like, oh, it's like the Adjustment Bureau meets. And you don't say it's like a Philip K. Dick story. You grab on to what is the popcorn equivalent of Philip K. Dick.
Yeah, my next question is you quickly threw out Bruce's title of his comic. What is the title of my comic?
Your title, the title is Tim Reason.
No.
Reason.
Tim, no.
And the...
Tim Reason and the Raisinettes.
Yeah, it's one of those candies you eat. Nope. Quite interesting, Chris.
Tim Reason and the Good Bars.
I thought about Chris's book, Submarine.
Submarine.
Is it about a sandwich?
Yellow Subterfuge
and Clubberfoot.
Gattles.
My book, Clubberfoot.
Rising of the Chronologist, sir. Tim Rising of the Chronologist.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that was one of my questions, is when I'm going to get these in print from you guys because we didn't get the crate stuff.
Next to each other? The ones I don't sell anymore at the conventions because no one buys them?
Oh. I actually have to get more printed. So... You need to catch your name, Justin.
I'm busy selling sketches and...
Hey, you got your head down and your hand going on fire. Yeah.
And then that's the times I draw.
We haven't helped him sum up his comic. We haven't helped him describe
some procedure. I don't know what it's about!
I read about 20 pages and so far it's about some guys standing around and they occasionally shoot shit. So it's like
Philip K. Dick wrote Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh, that is a great description. It's existential Tarantino.
Existential Tarantino.
There you go. Cover blurb. Existential Tarantino says the break-ins.
Wait, it's mutants? Existential.
Existential?
Yeah.
Capital X, no uh-huh. E.
Yeah.
Yeah, tied into the X-Men. I'm sure you can find Existential Tarantino.
I think we just helped you out, sir.
Whoops, so.
I think you did.
You're going to sell at least 10 more copies per decade.
Per decade?
Hey, yeah. You're the guy who draws Submarino, right?
Submarino. I love your sandwiches and your comic.
Yeah.
Can I get your...
I would like a foot long.
With... Hey, for the Submarino. What would you like on your Subway sandwich today? It's gonna Imperial go... Rex, that's not good enough.
It's going to go from Submarino to... I like the comic you do about Dan Marino.
The laces were out.
It's Dan Marino. Laces out. And submarines.
So, your book is a Dan Marino on a submarine.
Eating a submarine sandwich.
Submarine sandwich.
He's on a submarine sandwich eating a submarine, Godzilla style?
Oh, like he...
That's where the Philip K. Dick comes into play. That's more of a Burroughs thing, isn't it?
The guy that writes the sitcoms?
No, the guy who wrote Naked Lunch.
Oh, well, who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Cheers and stuff.
Burroughs?
Yeah. We're coming it up.
He's good. This episode of The Break-In is brought to you by Google.
Oh, it is.
Oh, man. If you Google something, go to google.com today.
That's like Jay Burroughs.
Jay Burroughs? Who am I thinking of? Edgar Burroughs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not Edgar Rice Burroughs. That's the Tarzan guy.
Who I'm thinking of.
The Burroughs I'm thinking of that did Naked
There's
Lunch.
Burroughs.
Yeah, there is a Burroughs that created Cheers.
James Burroughs.
James Burroughs. That's not the Burroughs I'm thinking of.
Not the Burroughs you're thinking of.
Look up Naked Lunch.
This is not the Burroughs you're looking for.
Move along.
These are not the Burroughs.
He also wrote Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay, Chris, your next comic is about guys named Burroughs. Who sit around and argue about, well, I created this. I'm the best Burroughs of all. The prime Burroughs.
Burroughs Prime?
Burroughs Prime. Look up Naked Lunch and see the Burroughs I'm thinking of.
I'm so tired of using Google.
You're using Wikipedia.
Me. Oh.
Burroughs Thunderdome.
William S. Burroughs.
William S. Burroughs.
Of the Burroughs.
He was born outside of the Burroughs. That's what I'm thinking of. William
Born 1914, died 1997, age 83.
Wow. Okay, so change your name to Chris Burroughs.
Okay.
And your comic book needs to be about dead celebrities.
Huh. Well, I'm done reading about them. Okay.
No, I don't know. The way I sell my comic, I put it in somebody's hands and I say ridiculous things about it. I'm like, oh, the son of a Greek guy living in a trailer park, and people smirk. And I'm like, oh, there's some sad moments. And you just say things that people don't expect about your comic. That's the way. And that, and I'm very lovable, as you could probably tell by meeting me a couple of times. So I sell my comic based on pure ego and imagination. I am lovable.
I know. I was saying you're not.
Okay.
I was laughing because of a funny joke I thought of.
You spell comics out of guilt through your sketches.
Yeah, I know. Like, well, hey, no, I'm more out of charge for them.
I just did a $40 sketch for $5. You owe me.
I go into a horse. You pay up now. Really? You bought my comic book? Where did we go? You get out of here.
That would sell no comics. Oh, Chris, we've let you down, Chris. I'm sorry.
We're
going to move on to our next segment. We are 44 minutes into this.
All right, then really? We should stop and come back.
Great, googly moogly. Okay, we'll be back for...
Speaking of Google.
Segment three. Googling!
You've seen him at cons. You've avoided high contact with him at shows. He's made you uncomfortable at both expos and Wizard Worlds. Now it's your turn to buy something from the guy that everyone tells.
I'll be back around later. Maybe I'll get something from you then if I have any monies left over.
It's Bruce O'Hughes. His illustrations and comic books have enthralled people from West Ohio to East Ohio. And now, for as long as he can afford to keep his store open, you can purchase Bruce O'Hughes' fine wares online. Go to BruceO'Hughes.com and click on Comics and Prints for Sale. It's right below Buy My Stuff. With over 4 items currently in the store, who knows what Bruce will do next? BruceO'Hughes.com. All profits go to Bruce's wife for letting him keep doing this crazy thing called comics. Please buy a comic. Don't be a dick.
Segment three, the Chris Pritchard interview. Interviewed by Bruce O'Hughes and Justin Watson.
You sound so excited. Hello and welcome back to the Bragging.
You know, I've realized that usually in between is our best stuff.
You want me to just keep recording? Lie to you that I'm stopping?
People don't hear it because then it would be boring. But it's usually... I just said our interview's boring.
It's the subject for interviewing that's boring, not the interview.
Chris,
he loves long walks in the park.
I do.
Why are you such a great artist, and why are you slumming it at comic book conventions with the likes of us?
I didn't see that question.
I changed it up.
It's curveball.
I think Chris is an amazing artist. I've been looking at his artwork on chrispritchslap.com.
On PritchSlip.org.
Did you say that? Chris Pritch slipped. And hurt his head. Earthlink.com.
Located on the World Wide Web. Seriously, though, I've been looking at your stuff.
That's not his website.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, I must have hit a link or something. I wonder why I was so damn good.
What? You're just fueling your own fire. We mean Chris can leave.
You just keep talking about goodbye segment.
So
your sex life must be amazing. It's just you alone, and you're like, you like this, huh? Is that what you wanted?
What is it? I was looking at this earlier. I was really amazed by, it's like a squid elephant. What did you say earlier? You called it?
Octophant.
Octophant. No, it has a name like Shilaki or something. I don't know. Yeah. What is it? It's pretty awesome.
It's in the bottom right corner of all your pages.
It looks like an elephant with a squid. Yeah.
That is from one of my first role-playing jobs was doing a bestiary for a game, and that's from that. What is it called?
Shilak? Shilak?
I forget, it's been a little... Oh, yeah, Schleck.
But I'm just looking at your headshots. I am amazed. I want to know, Chris, what kind of training did you have? School, or...?
Yeah, I went to CCAD, Columbus College of Art and Design, and that took about 4.5 years, and, when I got back into really painting about 6 years ago, I just, every day... drew or painted something and just practice.
Well, what happened between, and did you just have a falling out from art or?
Well, I got a day job that, at a place we did a children's educational software and, we stopped doing that. And I got out of doing art in my free time. And then finally picked it back up after, you know, handful of years of not really doing it.
I mean, it's just amazing, sir. I mean, I don't know. What are you using on some of these? Is it?
It's all digital.
It's all digital? Okay.
Yeah, well, all of them except for the newest entry on my page is acrylic painting. But there's some digital touch-ups because I had to change some of the colors for the art directors.
The acrylic painting, the one where it looks like Sean Penn's getting stabbed.
I thought it looked familiar, but not until you said something did I think, Sean Penn, yes! That's it. I mean, digital is just, that's what I have time to do. I do more acrylic painting if I didn't have a day job, but digital, I mean, it's just nice.
What software are you using?
Photoshop. I used to use Painter too, but once I got a handle on the brushes in Photoshop and how to make and manipulate brushes in Photoshop, I just use it from now on.
Yeah, I had very limited experience with Painter and did some online tutorials and stuff. I thought, okay, Painter seems much more legitimate than Photoshop. Because Photoshop, it's the photos in the name. It's a photo editing program. I think Painter is just the interface is not friendly enough at all.
Yeah, it just works kind of unintuitively in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In Photoshop, the way it layers colors when you make the right brushes, the way it overlays colors and handles that kind of stuff just actually works a little more natural than Painter does for me.
Yeah. Now, have you used anything else like Manga Studio or Sketchbook Pro or
Dabble? I messed around with Sketchbook Pro. I like some of the tools in it. I like the pencil is a little more natural than anything I've come up with in Photoshop. But I end up just bringing it back into Photoshop to finish anything off I started there. Not Manga Studio. I haven't messed with that. That's interesting because it has the tones in it. I guess
I can't stand the tones in Manga Studio. I prefer to make my own halftone patterns and apply them in Photoshop.
Yeah.
I really like the line art is so crisp and clean in Manga Studio. It looks almost vector based.
Yeah.
So I've done some posters in that, and I tried doing a comic in just Manga Studio, but it lacked that spontaneity. It cleans up the lines almost too much. Things didn't look organic anymore.
Yeah. Interesting.
This is probably the most boring part.
No, this print here, it's only $700.
It's the original.
That's not.
Yeah, it's the original. No, it's not the print. I'm sorry. The original print. Yeah. Is that?
Well, that's why he's not selling anything. His prints are
$700. Oh, sorry. I forgot a decimal. That's free shipping, and was that done with your new technique where you had easel, you turned it around,
I added a lazy Susan,
right,
on my easel so I can rotate it. It's pretty cool, I only do a few acrylic paintings, traditional paintings a year, so, but it's, I really like the way it turned out.
Is acrylic what you prefer?
I prefer it just because of the fumes and we have two cats, and if I had oil paint sitting around, that would just be a mess. Acrylics dry quicker, and never know what they're gonna get into.
So. A watercolor fan or like Luma dyes or anything like that?
No. I back in college, I went through like a watercolor phase, a gouache phase, an oil, an acrylic phase. And then I liked oils when I got out of there, but anymore, if I do anything traditional, it's acrylic.
I screwed myself over for pretty much my entire art school period. I refuse to work in color. I'm colorblind in my left eye, and I've always had issues. My oranges aren't everyone else's oranges.
Completely, or just certain colors?
Certain colors, if they're next to each other, become one color.
Mm-hmm.
Like purples and browns, greens and yellows, things like that.
How many apples do you accidentally eat?
Oranges. The skin is different. The taste is just quite different as well.
But I can't peel this bastard.
I spent all my art class time avoiding color. I forced my way into making every project either wall.
Hey, so this is Bruce here from the future of the podcast, the past of you listening to the podcast, and the present of me recording this. we had some weird technical problems. I blame Pritchard's internet connection that could only be active for 2.5 minutes. Because we lost contact with each other, and apparently my computer as well. But we just continued on to the next segment. So there you go. Thanks.
Hey, we're back again, sort of. And we lost part of it due to Skype. Why not put the blame on Skype?
Yeah, if only Google had some sort of telecommunications. Google Plus does. Anyway, as I was saying,
Were you saying anything? Where did you leave off?
I don't know. I talked my way out of doing any sort of color projects in art school, so I've honestly never used acrylic or oil or anything like that. I'm and just an ink guy.
I'm more of a pencil guy.
Speak, Chris. Speak.
Okay, sorry. So some of the coolest work out there is black and white, or black and white and like one color. You know, I have trouble with when I get into colors, just having things look too much like a rainbow. You know, I always have to limit the colors I use when I do color pieces.
Do you use any tricks for that? Like, there's a website I use at work all the time, colorlovers.com. And it'll tell you, like, hey, this palette has been successful in this advertising campaign, or this one. It's a color with a U. It's British.
Oh.
And there's a what's the colorist for the comic book Planet of the Apes right now? She has a French name, Jordi Bernet.
Dr. Zayas?
What? Yes, Dr. Zayas. No, Jordi Bernet uses colorlovers.com. She picks a lot of her palettes from there, and she also submits a lot of palettes to that website.
This is a really good one, Chris. 15-72. I don't know what it is, but it looks futuristic.
I think that's a print he was selling the first year at Cincinnati Comic
Con. Oh, with the chick?
Yeah, the chick with the gun, and then the background. Oh, that's the one where it has the writing on it, and you have something. It says something on it, right?
Oh, yeah. What is that? That's
Buy My Comic?
Yeah. Please! Please, birthday, please. I use a color masking site. I'm going to type it to you. But basically, it's a color wheel, and you can put different masks over it and move it around and just use limited color palettes. But, yeah.
Neat.
Wow.
Can we share that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What's
it called, Bruce?
It is livepaintinglessons.com/gamut mask.
Do you have a link of this on PritchSlap.com?
No, I don't. I probably should.
There you go. I love...
Did you look at the color lovers?
I do. Where is that? I do have that.
Oh, man, I forgot to hit the timer again.
What's that? You didn't hit the timer?
My one job.
We've been recording for roughly 3 minutes.
All
right. Right there's the timer under Chris's icon.
Oh.
You see, that's how long he's been online this time.
Oh, well, we'll just use your timer. I'm done timing.
Every segment, you'll just go offline and come back.
But let's see, while we're talking about here, what's the Dark Tower series?
It's something he said he just finished reading.
Oh, how was it?
Stephen King.
Yeah. It was pretty good. The ending was all right, but overall it was really cool. It actually influenced me to, because, you know, he's like a cowboy kind of guy, main character, and he's got his guns or pistols, so.
Rolling?
Yeah.
Do you read a lot of Stephen King?
No, that was the first Stephen King I've actually read.
Who's your favorite author?
Oh, I didn't. It's. I got a couple. I mean, I used to love
Charles
William Schultz. Gibson.
But no. Jim Davis.
Who's the guy who just died? Bill
Keane. Bill Keane? Oh, man. I love his kid, Glenn.
What?
His son, Glenn, is the guy that works for Disney. He did Tarzan, Ariel,
Glenn
Beast.
Keane?
No, Glenn Keane. Glenn?
Yeah.
Keane.
I didn't like Family Circus. It was a comic that I always skipped. That and Rex Morgan, M.D. hate those comics. And that Prince Valiant shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Those are my favorite comics.
I am a communist.
Okay, well, there goes that question, Chris. Never mind. Okay. I had a question all lined up for you.
What was that?
I was going to ask you what Stephen King book you would want to adapt into a comic book, if you could.
Yeah,
you don't read a lot of his work.
I've got a few other ones in my giant stack of books to read, but that's all I've read so far.
I think there's one called Insomnia or Insomniac. I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I thought it had a lot of very interesting visual ideas in it. The cover is a guy sitting on a park bench, and I think he's either glowing or on fire.
Sweet.
Wow.
Sweetness.
I'm not a big Stephen King fan.
Yeah.
I think he's
You what?
I think he's a hack.
Yeah, the first Dark Tower book was really good. Yeah. And then after that, there are things that he goes on for too long sometimes.
Well, I had bought the first Dark Tower book. I was maybe 20 pages into it. And then I read an interview somewhere. It was in a magazine because I don't think the internet was very prevalent when the first Dark Tower came out.
No.
But there was an interview somewhere, and he was like, oh, I'll probably never finish this. And I thought, well, you son of a bitch. Why did I buy the first one if you're never going to finish it? So I threw that away. And what, 15 years later, he finishes it.
Yeah.
So now I should go back and start reading.
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Sorry. That's basically the only reason I probably finished it, because it is finished. I don't think I could have done it if I was 10 years ago and he hadn't finished it yet.
Yeah.
The comic adaptation of The Stand is amazing. It's almost over. They have, like, two
I just
issues.
Watched the miniseries again.
Yeah. Ben Affleck's been noted as being the director of the theatrical.
I don't think it needs to be redone.
Well, they're going to.
I think the old miniseries holds up.
After reading the comic book, which I found is a lot closer to the actual book,
yeah,
there's a lot of things that I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Why wasn't this in the miniseries?
Because the miniseries was made on the cheap.
They had taken characters and combined them and everything. And
M-O-O-N. That spells uh-oh.
Well, I like Stephen King. So you're going to get some hate mail for that.
I don't like Stephen
King. It's coming. It is coming.
I'm disappointed that Brian K. Vaughan is going to adapt Life Under the Dome into a miniseries for Showtime.
Well, you know, Eli Roth should be
maybe doing a better ending to Lost.
He didn't do the ending of Lost. We're not going to talk about Lost on this podcast.
It ends poorly.
It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about
That's
it.
That's not a spoiler. It's a fact.
It's a matter of it's a an fact. Opinion. I went over opinions and facts the other day. And in fact, Allie, I'm sorry, Chris. I got to go off on a tangent. Allie,
this whole podcast is a tangent.
The oldest said something, and I said something. She goes, "That's an opinion." Because you just talking about opinions, facts. And I go, and that's a fact. And she goes, no, it's an opinion. I go, and that's a fact.
It's a fact that that's an opinion.
Right, correct.
How old is she? She's like six?
She's seven. She's amazingly.
Yeah, but you're just confusing a seven-year-old.
No, she's almost eight. But
You're confusing an almost eight-year-old.
She is super smart, and I am very proud of her in every way, shape, or form.
Is she going to listen to this podcast?
It's possible.
Oh, I've been swearing.
I know.
She's going to be disappointed in me.
Already is.
Is that a fact or an opinion?
I'm not sure yet. I'll see it on Wikipedia.
Woo!
We're
moving on to the next bullet point. I have to pee. And I'm thirsty.
What are you
if
talking
only
about?
I could rewire myself.
I got to get the only break. I'm getting some orange juice in the car.
I have some Sunny D in the fridge.
Yeah, we're good. Yes, sir.
Ooh, Sunny D.
Do you like Sunny
we're
D?
We're grown
Chris?
Men.
It's been a long time since I've had Sunny D.
What is your favorite beverage? What? Coffee?
Coffee. Yeah.
I thought he said cold feet.
Cold feet. Yes.
I got a foot fetish.
First thing in the morning.
Coming out on the break-ins. My foot fetish.
I'm not a coffee guy. I try to avoid caffeine.
I've had to switch to it now because of having to stay up.
I don't have that problem. I'm one of those people. I'm either 100% asleep or 100% awake. I'm not groggy in the morning. I'm just, boom, I'm on.
I am fantastic in the morning from about
4:30 to after I get home.
Yeah.
And then I'm tired, but I still have to be up for another 8-9 hours. So yeah, I've had to switch to caffeinated, not pop, just caffeinated. You know, other caffeinated beverages.
Yeah. Not me. Refuse to do it.
Yeah, I wish it's a habit. I don't like all the caffeine I drink, but oh well.
We're gonna come back because Bruce has to urinate, and.
We'll have an update on that.
How did it look, mister?
I can tell you how hopefully it's going to end. With a flush.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, seriously, I'm going to go pee, Chris. So
right.
You're on your own.
I will gladly take some.
I'll bring you some sunny.
Okay, you I'll talk to Chris.
Entertain our guest.
Hey, Chris.
Are we still recording? We're still recording, fellas.
Oh.
And...
Hey everybody, Bruce here again, and this was another long one, so we're going to make it a two-parter, except I'm not going to do 26.5 or 26B or anything like that. I'm going to go ahead and call the next one 27, because that'll get us to 28 sooner, and apparently that's important to me right now. But don't worry, this is not the end, this is just the end of this one, and then the next one will be the continuation of the end. Yeah.
BrucoHughes.com